You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird.
Welcome to Waddle's World. Come inside.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird. Weird. Let's get weird. Weird. Let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
Why not? Waddle's World brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/findus, member FDIC. Speaking of weird, yesterday was kind of weird with regard to, weird's not the right word, but it felt weird listening to the Bears themed parody song entries one after the other. We did ask our fine listeners to send in some more creative, more diversified entries. Did we get any response, Chris?
Yeah, we did.
And Adam?
Yeah, yeah. We have a whole bunch of songs. Are we doing this now? Let's do it.
Yeah, they listened.
I'd like to hear one.
For the most part, they listened.
I'd like you to whet my whistle because with an entertaining one.
They're good, but there are so many Bears. Yeah. Fire Nagy.
It gets lost in the minutiae.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would say,
I'm not here to pet anybody.
From our talk.
If your entry sucks, I'm going to let you know.
But I don't think a lot of those sucked. I just think you're tired. I think you're fatigued.
Yeah, I am fatigued.
That's right.
But despite my tiredness, I know a bad entry when I hear one. Sir.
So, like, from our talk yesterday, I think what you would have to do, if you're making another parody song about the Bears, it'd have to be a stellar song, right? Like, it's going to have to be one that really stands out.
Yes, yes. You have to hit a home run. Absolutely.
Right. Like, because they're going to get lost in the shuffle.
I've heard some good Scottie Pippen ones.
Oh,
we've had a couple good Scottie Pippen ones.
Yeah, give me a Scottie Pippen one.
Well, how about one about Sylvie?
Okay. Oh,
and his...
Oh, no.
His body.
My body.
So Danny White and Doug Banks have submitted for years.
We're pissed off, so we're going to focus on you?
Oh, yeah. Good old friends.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Danny and Doug.
This song is titled Sylvie's Boobs.
Yes.
How y'all doing, everybody? Oh, it's Christmas time. Y'all feeling good? Yeah! People out there. Let me hear your hands. We got a very busty, voluptuous woman in the front row.
Who, me?
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, Mark. That's my boy Sylvie from ESPN 1000.
Oh, no.
How you doing, man? How's the family?
Oh.
This next one's for you, bub. He's taking a whiz, his reflection's in sight. He sees the jubilees, it gives him a fright. Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground. Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground. Sylvie's cans are flopping around. They drop to the floor when he's getting undressed. He's got two Christmas hams attached to his chest. Put down the pizza, get a salad instead. No. Before those puppies end up in a centerfold spread. Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground. Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground. Sylvie's jugs are bouncing around. CPAP mask when he's sleeping, sweat stains when he's awake. He's got gynecomastia. He better invest in a shake weight.
Oh, it's burning my rhombus.
No more elliptical when you're watching Get Up. Just hit the bench press to flatten the pumps. Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground. Sylvie's boobs weigh 35 pounds.
Yes.
Looks like Dolly Parton's in town.
That's yours, Buster.
Fantastic. You know what?
They're always fantastic.
I've been reinvigorated.
All right, I'm back.
Yes, I'm back. Well done.
Look, and then I like to wear these sweatshirts, too, that accentuate them. And I look in, like, the wife or radio partner thing, I look in the mirror and I freak myself out.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's true.
You are not in bad shape for a 50-year-old man. I would suggest you're in good shape.
Maybe everywhere else except the chest. The chest is different, though. And they are spot on with that.
I just am thrilled that it wasn't another formulaic Bears entry. That one right there renewed my faith in this competition.
You want to hear another
Yesterday, I was not only fatigued, I was disappointed. As I think I described in our pre-show video, it was a collection.
I thought
of some poo.
Bring it on. I'm here for it.
I know Doug and who's the other guy? Doug and
Danny.
Doug and Danny, they're pissed at us because they haven't won the grand prize yet.
Right. They've won once, and they're in the top five every year.
I think it's unnecessary.
They make good songs.
And anger from their behalf.
They're the Scottie Pippen of this contest.
Great call.
They're a fantastic player, a top 50 overall player in the history of the game.
I can't wait for them to write a book all the time. F. Sylvie, I did everything. F. those two dudes that made the song about the Bears last year. It's going to be great.
I will say, last year stunk for them.
I thought it was good. I like Shriveled St. Nick.
I was going to say, Sylvie, is like the thing about last year is I think that wins in a normal year, but the song that eventually won was like an all-time great.
Sylvie was right. It was the one that won was basically like a show tune. It was
Yeah, but Shriveled St. Nick was incredible. That was a really good song last year.
I would advise the guys to write one about all of us and get your frustration out. We appreciate all of it. Write one about all of us. Sylvie's is already done. Get one going for all of us. What else do you have, Chris?
David Lopez in AK We Trust.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly recorded yesterday.
Hey, Bitowski on the beat. Nagy getting fired, but who we gonna hire? If Pace doing that feels, might as well retire. Come on, man, they said no more Bears talk. Jingle bells, mother. Whoa, this ain't crosstalk, no, you can't be saying that. But if I bleep it out, Waddle gon' like the track. Let me tell you about this new idea that I got. Carnissive is the GM for the Bears, worth a shot. Lonzo to Levine for the Hail Mary. We finally got a team, good enough for TNT. If AK ran the Bears, Peyton and Eli would be eating, talking, farting all up on your TV. Hey, I just want a team that can score 30. Sports and a top 10 every single week. Making sick plays, yo, the play's dirty. Kinda like the boxes of the boy Sylvie. I gambled and I lost. I gambled and I lost.
I like it.
It's okay. Yeah.
I like it.
Very creative.
Very creative.
Yes.
Well done. And it was different than what we had yesterday.
Yes.
Speaking
about gambling and losing, one of the places that I gambled and lost before I was attending this outing, I will be back making my triumphant return to the Howard Street Inn with Waddle on Friday. Make sure you catch the show, Miller Time, the Howard Street Inn. The last time I was there on the ride to the Howard Street Inn, I gambled and I lost. So we will try to do better
Please
this time.
Bring your adult diapers and hand them to Sylvie. I want him walking out of that place with just boxes of adult diapers. Please do this.
Oh, you know what? Somebody's going to bring you
Please
some
do this.
Meantime, Rod tweets and he says, does Allie motorboat you?
All right, we should probably go to break now.
No, I want you to answer it. Do you have one more for us?
Speaking of Allie.
So this is interesting. Abdallah wants me to play this.
Here's the deal. It's a good song.
I don't think we should continue to play songs that are not holiday songs because then people continue to send us songs that are not holiday songs and
they just need to know they can't win.
Well, we talked about this with Carmen and Yurko. Do You Want to Build a Snowman is not a holiday song.
It's not a holiday song.
But this song is very funny.
It's a winter
song. It's entertaining. Let's play
it. This is very funny. We'll play it once, but it is not a holiday song, Jason.
So I can't win.
Jason Holsworth.
He's a great
aunt. Yeah, he's got a bunch here. Yeah. Do you want to see a Bulls game?
Hey, Allie. Do you want to see a Bulls game? Oh, you're just taking the kids. Guess I'll have some alone time on Valentine's. Where's my lotion? I just want to cheer for my team and slap the floor. But now I'll stay home and cry. Do you want to see a Bulls game? Doesn't have to be a Bulls game.
Go away, Sylvie.
Okay, bye.
It's very good, but Frozen's not a holiday so,
to
movie.
The point.
Yeah,
I mean, like, but you're right. Frozen is Sylvie. Not. Yeah, it's Frozen not is not a holiday song.
It's a winter. Yeah. Winter movie.
I would accept it, but you guys don't.
Again, I mean, technically, we cannot. Right. We're giving away a grand, man.
They got to follow the rules.
Yeah, follow the rules.
All right. Can I give a shout out to that song? Because it's 40 seconds. I like that.
Yeah, short to
good.
The point.
I like that.
In and how out. Long were the guys that hate us? How long was that one?
5 minutes.
Seemed like it lasted forever. My boobs.
All right. When we come back, maybe another story. And I have an update on a story from yesterday, and I do have the nuttiest story of the day. That's next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie
and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
People are already singing to the catchy new holiday parody song entry.
Yeah, shout out to Patrick Boyle, not Pat Boyle. Patrick Boyle in the car, I believe, with Dad, and he's already singing.
Unless he just took the car for a spin on his own.
Pat said, my son is already singing, Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground. They tweeted, too. Doug tweeted at me.
Said, did he? The title I hate you guys.
Says the title of the song is Sylvie's Boobs Are Touching the Ground. Glad you guys had a laugh. Thank you and enjoy your nights.
You only have so much space in our labeling system. I can't be writing Sylvie's Boobs Are Touching the Ground and be able to see it on the entire screen.
Should we tell them that they're still probably not the leader in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I guess. Sorry, you guys. Congrats on coming in third.
Doug, here's a news flash. You're not going to win.
Wow. That's
nice
rough.
Try.
Scotty.
Horace.
How's that bitterness?
Just call him Tony. Kukoc. You're not third or fourth.
That's good. It was so refreshing to hear. A different topic. We have a bunch more to play later in the show, right, Chris? Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, we have a few.
By the way, a Waddle's World update for you. Remember I told you yesterday about the Oasis cover band that was playing a gig on Friday, and then 3 days later they were still playing because of a snowstorm in Yorkshire, England. They've all been relieved of their being
duties.
Yeah, they've all been.
They're no longer a band. They broke up just like the real Oasis.
Yes, they were finally able to leave last night.
Oh, I thought it was the one they had to eat one of them.
What?
They were trapped inside.
That's
days.
How those stories
but
end.
They had food.
Only
I mean,
3 days.
They were trapped in a cave.
They decided to eat.
They
Noel.
Were in a bar. I'm sure they had food and beverage.
They ate the Noel impersonator.
Oh no!
Well, they have fish and chips.
I'm not sure what they had.
No, what is it? It's isn't it called?
Did
can
you
I
guys
say
know
it? What it's called? The English?
Nope.
Why?
I don't know. They,
it's a food. It's what Meller always says. It's spotted dick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did Why you can't guys you say know? That? It's food.
Yeah,
yeah. I support you. Listen, don't let the guys, you know, the hall monitors in there. They determine when they want to say that word.
We just played a song called Sylvie's Boobs.
I get it. I know.
No, Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground.
Yeah.
Did you guys know
boobs
that chips
are French fries?
Actually, French fries.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, there used to be before you guys were born.
Wacky English.
Yeah.
There used to be a
what are the fish?
Huh? Steak. No.
When you guys weren't even on this planet, there used to be a restaurant in the Chicago area called Arthur's Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Really?
Yes. And it was a big place in Chicago where you would get the fish with fries.
I'm not going to lie to you. When I was a kid, like every now and again, if we were good, Mom and Dad would swing us by Long John Silver's.
Right. Those were big, too. But Arthur Treacher's back in the day when I was a kid.
That's high-end. That's high-end fish and chips. No?
You guys ever go to one of those Long John Silver's? Yeah. Taco Bell, Long John Silver's all in one place?
Taco John's?
Yeah, Taco John.
You ever go to the combos?
Yeah, the combos.
No, usually it's like Taco Bell and Kentucky Fried Chicken, isn't it?
Or Pizza Hut, yeah.
Yeah.
Taco Hut.
But every once in a while, you see the one that's like a KFC
Long John
Silver.
You're either high or drunk, and you're a passenger, of course. You're not driving the vehicle, but you go through both.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I like it. Are there Long John Silvers still around?
I haven't seen one in a while, if they are.
I used to love it.
What was the for the seafood lover in you?
Yeah, you got the Long John Silvers? Long John Silvers, yes. For the seafood lover in you. Yeah. Look at you. Okay, time for the nuttiest story of the day, brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, A Night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit nutty.
Buckle in. This one is kind of like, yes. A woman lights gaming machine on fire after losing, then shot by fellow gamer who couldn't play it anymore.
Ooh,
Houston Police Department.
This is a whole thing.
Yeah, a woman was injured during a shooting in Northeast Houston Tuesday afternoon, according to Houston Police. Officers responded, I guess that's today or maybe it was last Tuesday. Officers responded to reports of a shooting located in the 4700 block of Rand Street around 2:30 p.m. According to the Houston Police Department, two women were using a gaming machine at the location when a woman got mad because she was losing and started pouring lighter fluid on the machine. Well, when the machine caught fire, a second woman got mad because she couldn't play the machine any longer. Police say both women ended up arguing in the parking lot. The woman who started the fire was shot.
That's incredible. By the way, I see these calls ringing too. It's Red Lobster for the seafood lovers.
Oh, okay.
I know why they're calling. I bet that's why they're calling.
Red Lobster for the seafood lovers.
Yeah, not Long John Silver.
Long John Silver. What was the Long John Silver jingle?
Why don't you have some of my Long John Silver?
I don't think that was it.
No, I'm now getting all the calls of where there are Long John Silvers in the Chicago area.
Oh, are there?
Yeah, oh yeah. There's one on Fullerton.
There's
apparently.
Lots of them.
It's, really?
I didn't know they were still around.
I'm going to pick some up.
Are you really?
Nope.
Yeah, probably not. You're not. You can stop by Red Lobster for me if you want.
I used to love Red Lobster.
Again, like the things that we were...
In college, if you had money to go to Red Lobster...
How in the hell did you have money for Red Lobster in college?
Well, I mean, you'd have to save. I mean, but one of those...
Ground Round, that's where we... like.
Yeah, they had Ground Rounds up here. There was one in Niles.
You could get wings for like 10 cents a piece on Mondays.
Or the peanut shells on the ground.
Peanut shells, right? Yeah.
Matt Nagy threw something else on the ground.
His dignity. What?
His visor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I'm telling you, when you were good... You would get a trip to the Long John Silver's drive-thru, or if it was a weekend and it was family night, Pizza Hut with the all-you-could-eat salad bar.
Oh, that was so good.
One pizza for the family, but everyone, we could demolish a salad bar as a family of four.
My Pizza Hut of choice was the one on Dempster in Morton Grove Niles, right there. By the Sport Mart.
Memories.
Pizza Hut still gets it done, by the way.
It does.
Do they still have it? Well, I don't think there are many salad bars left with pandemic.
Yeah. Well, Waddle, me, and Abdallah both had Pizza Hut together in the Miami airport. It was the only thing left open after the Super Bowl.
That's a win.
When we were coming back. And we ordered 8 personal pan pizzas.
Yeah. That's a win. Yeah.
It was delicious.
You guys ever play the game when you're driving around and you're like, oh, that's a Pizza Hut in disguise? It's really an insurance office now, but it was an old Pizza Hut.
I agree with that.
You ever play that game?
It's fantastic. Where it's you awesome. Could see the awning and it was an old Pizza Hut.
This is not an insurance office. This is an old Pizza Hut.
In disguise.
Yeah, right, I like it.
Barstool Big Cat in 2 minutes, and we need your entries for Would You Rather. We've given you a lot of things to talk about. There's a lot of sports stories going around. Your best Would You Rather entries, hashtag it WS Would You Rather. Send them to us on Twitter to Abdallah and Black. You could win a gift card to Grand and Western Liquors. Again, we've got about a half hour. Tweet your entries right now. Barstool Big Cat in 2 minutes.